This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. Local poet Louisa Campbell has been shortlisted for the prestigious Forward Prizes. Her work has received critical acclaim before. Her poems have won and been placed in numerous competitions, as well as published in a variety of literary magazines. Despite her previous success, Louisa was surprised to hear she had been nominated.
I couldn't believe it, actually, because my publisher, Chrissy at Perverse, said there are only 5 people on the shortlist, and I couldn't believe it. And I particularly couldn't believe it because of the poem. And this is where we're in an interesting position, because we're on the radio and we're talking about a visual poem.
The visual poem, shortlisted in the Best Single Poem category, is the delightful Dog on a British Airways Airbus. Consisting of only 2 different words, it is a humorous antidote to more earnest poetry.
The big joy is that it's outrageously silly. And poetry has a tendency to be a little po-faced and a little inaccessible. With everything I write, there's a meaning underneath. So when you see the poem, I hope you will laugh, because laughter is bee's knees, and I want to encourage that. But you can also maybe relate to the character, shall I say, in the poem.
While Louisa enjoyed success not long into her writing journey, it wasn't until her 50s that she first put pen to paper.
I haven't always written because, you know, they say you leave the thing you really, really want to do till last because you're afraid of failure, and I always thought I'd just be completely rubbish at it. When I was in my early 50s, I was bedridden with lupus, the autoimmune disease lupus. I couldn't walk around, I couldn't do anything much. I spent a lot of time in bed, and writing was something I could do propped up on pillows. And I thought, I've got nothing to lose, I'll try an Open University creative writing course. I found out I was doing quite well with the poetry and got published very quickly. And yeah, wished I'd started when I was 16 instead of 53.
Dog on a British Airways Airbus is undoubtedly fun and irreverent, but much of Louisa's poetry draws on her experiences of childhood trauma and life as both mental health nurse and patient.
I'd had quite a traumatic childhood. I had very weird parents and was brought up in the Plymouth Brethren. So I had it drummed into me that I was sinful and everything I did was wrong. And because I also have bipolar and didn't know, I was unmedicated, and I ended up getting married twice to the wrong people. My first husband was an alcoholic, and he died of alcoholism when he was 29. So my life was chaos, but I'd had an awful lot of experiences that I really wanted to tell people about, because I guess part of it is if I can express things that might be useful to other people if they're going through difficult times, then that makes me feel there's a point to me. For instance, somebody took 2 of my poems to her therapist. She said, look, this is what I've been trying to tell you. You know, read this, this is what I've been trying to tell you. And the other thing, of course, is it's really useful for me as therapy.
2022 marks the 30th anniversary of the prizes, which have lauded the likes of poetry titans Seamus Heaney, Ted Hughes and Carol Ann Duffy. The winners will be announced at Contact in Manchester on the 28th of November, and you can find all the details and hear Louisa reading her poem The Changeling on the West Kent Radio website. I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.